time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, rain is likely with a high of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. There were favorable results from tests conducted for mold at the Wayne County Courthouse. Robert Pierce, a member of the County Board's Building and Grounds Committee, reported at last night's meeting.
The results of the test was we had an environmentalist come in and take tests in several different rooms, I think six different rooms and offices in the courthouse. And the results were, he said, when compared to inside air to outside air, the results were well within regulations. There wasn't any harmful mold in the courthouse.
The test was conducted after several county courthouse employees addressed the board at the September meeting with concerns for their health. Royce Carter, also on the county board, says there's still work to be done. He made a motion to spend $4,200 to study the needs of the current courthouse.
We're going to get an architect in here to see all the problems that the courthouse has, from maybe delayed maintenance, and see what it takes to get that done, put it in a priority listing over maybe 5 years, because we can't do it all in 1 year. It's too expensive. And get a contractor in here, get bids, and get a contractor in here to do the work over a period of time.
Carter was named to a committee which has studied contingency plans, including the county inhabiting the former People's National Bank building downtown. Continued talks on a potential move will be put on hold until the study of the courthouse is complete. In other business, the board postponed a vote on the Illinois Separation Movement's request to be placed on next year's ballot. Former Sheriff Sonny McCulley and his wife Janet presented the board with a petition signed by 730 county residents last night asking for the advisory referendum. The statewide group wants to separate Chicago from the rest of the state. The question has already been approved for the ballot in Jefferson, Effingham, Fayette, and Marion counties. State's Attorney Kevin Kakak told board members that he would do further research on the proposed referendum and report back next month, when the board could vote to place the question on the ballot or not. More news next.
Coin collecting fanatics, the Fairfield Coin Club is holding its 49th annual coin show and auction this Sunday, October 13th at Northside Grade School. Doors open at 9 a.m. Come on out for hourly door prizes. Visit with 14 coin dealers, have your coins appraised, and buy, sell, and trade. Food will be available on site, and the auctions and penny stacking contests are held in the afternoon. Mark your calendars, Sunday, October 13th, Northside School. Doors open at 9 a.m. Brought to you by the Fairfield Coin Club.
In other news, drone technology is becoming an important tool in the business of crop insurance. Jody Braden, a crop adjuster with Country Financial, told Fairfield Rotarians yesterday that drones are becoming very valuable in her work.
The bird's eye view that we get from the air that we wouldn't get from the ground, it's extraordinary for us to be able to see from the air, opposed to walking and maybe missing something that we would see from the air that we wouldn't otherwise get to see.
Braden said her company currently has 18 active drones operated by adjusters in the state. She says there is a bright future for the technology.
The future is unlimited. You know, whenever we get the right amount of software where we can see the damage, the software that will tell us what exactly that we're looking at, the difference in a wind damage and a hailstorm or a fire, chemical damage, you know, it's going to be extraordinary.
Braden lives in McLeansboro and got her initial training from Rend Lake College. She is licensed as a commercial drone pilot by the Federal Aviation Administration. Yesterday's Rotary Program Chair was Doug Anderson. The FCHS Homecoming Parade is today at 2:30. Mark Turner and Tom Levine will call the event on 104.9 WFIW, and a video stream will be available on WFIWradio.com. We will also provide a link to the stream on our Facebook page. Tonight, the Mules will take on Edwards County at the train yard. The homecoming court, king and queen candidates, and crown bearers will be introduced at halftime. Athletic director Bobby Wells has the king and queen candidates.
King candidates are Wyatt Gilbert, Luke Dagg, and Cade Carter. And our queen candidates are Phoebe August, Katie DeVue, and Beth Belangi.
104.9 WFIW will carry the only radio broadcast of the game tonight. 105.9 WOKZ will carry the first game of the NLCS, featuring the St. Louis Cardinals and Washington Nationals. In other high school matters, Wells says homecoming week will come to a close tomorrow with the coronation and dance.
There will be a fee if you're coming to watch that, and that's a $3 fee. That starts at 7 o'clock, and then the dance will begin promptly at 8 and end at 11 that evening for the students and their dates. I realize this is a big, big event for not only the students but the parents seeing their kids dressed up and everything, but we would encourage at the conclusion of the coronation, take your pictures, do whatever you need to do, and then get on out so the kids can enjoy the evening, because ultimately that's what it's about.
Advance tickets for the dance for students cost $10, and the cost will increase to $15 tomorrow. Several people were sentenced by Judge Michael Molt in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. 38-year-old Canton resident Royce R. McFarland was sentenced to 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, plus 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR. The sentence came as a result of a Class 2 felony charge of possession of methamphetamine manufacturing materials, which stemmed from his August arrest by Fairfield Police and Wayne County deputies. Last month, his co-defendant, 30-year-old Canton resident Tiffany M. Morse, was sentenced to 3 years in prison along with 1 year MSR on a felony charge stemming from the same arrest. 38-year-old Fairfield resident Sonny J. Wixom was sentenced to 60 days in the Wayne County Jail for a Class 4 felony of obstruction of justice. The charge followed her role in attempting to conceal the whereabouts of Michael Tony, who was then wanted on a Wayne County arrest warrant. Wixom was additionally placed on 1 year probation and ordered to pay restitution relative to another arrest. 39-year-old Fairfield resident Dustin R. Pike was sentenced to 2 years probation plus time served for a Class 3 felony of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. He reported maintaining employment and the successful completion of a residential drug rehabilitation treatment. 37-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher L. Tony was sentenced to time served in the Wayne County Jail after pleading guilty to violating a civil no-contact order, a Class A misdemeanor. He had served 43 days. Tony was released and ordered to pay court costs. Fairfield's participation in the Mapping the Future of Your Community program through the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University is set to kick off next week. The program aims to take a proactive approach to planning for community and economic development, where local leaders and volunteers create a long-range vision for the city's future and then make a plan of action for achieving it. The first of a series of 5 3-hour sessions will take place on Thursday at 5:30 in the Elks Club dining room. Through the sessions, participants will identify high-priority goals, an implementation plan, and then break into groups to work on the projects. At the conclusion of the program, there will be a community-wide meeting to share ideas and projects and invite more local participation. A pension task force says that Illinois' downstate police and fire pensions are leaving millions of dollars of lost returns on the table. It recommends that 649 individual funds be consolidated into just two. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the task force's findings yesterday, and he said now is the time to stop small funds from losing even more money.
These 649 small local pension funds collectively generated 2 percentage points lower investment returns on average every year over the past 10 years. That's 2% compounding. That's not just a missed opportunity. That's a hole that these funds are digging deeper every year. And then municipalities have to ask taxpayers to fill the hole.
The task force pegs the lost returns at $1 million a day. It says if the funds were brought together, they could generate $1 billion to $2 billion in new gains over the next 5 years. Any move to consolidate the funds would need to be approved by lawmakers. Governor Pritzker says a new tax incentive will attract data center construction to Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
The incentive is offered to large data center projects, allowing for an exemption from sales taxes. There's also a 20% income tax credit against wages if the center is located in an underserved area. Governor Pritzker says this will boost the state's economy.
With this legislation, we are welcoming a surge of economic development, labor income, and good union jobs to Illinois. And not just here in the established market of Chicago, but across our entire state.
Pritzker says companies are already expressing an interest in locating to Illinois because of the new incentive. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $46.50. That's up 75 cents from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $54.74. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Nikki Rafe with the Wayne County Historical Society. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. On Morning Coffee, Mark Turner and Mike Dreith will welcome Stephen Potts. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville. With three convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers and a thriving hospital that they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sport physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at the Grayville and Sisney locations, and in Fairfield by appointment, call 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home. Locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old Mount Vernon resident Judith Judy K. Hicks died at 8:03 a.m. on Wednesday at Crossroads Community Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a teacher at Weber Township High School for 25 years. Judy Hicks is survived by her son, Rob Hicks of Dallas, Texas, daughter Sarah Rush of Fairfield, siblings Jackie Birdsell of Hampton, Iowa, Larry Robinson of Colorado Springs, Colorado, Tim Robinson of Des Moines, Iowa, and Terry Thompson of San Rafael, California, two grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A greeting of family and friends of Judy Hicks will be held on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at First United Methodist Church in Mount Vernon. A memorial service will begin at 5. Memorials may be made to the Angels on Assignment, Meadowbrook Christian Church, or Crossroads Community Hospital Auxiliary. Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast, rain is likely with a high of 70. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
It's time for a Friday check of sports. FCHS Girls Golf competed at the Centralia 1A Regional Thursday. Caitlin Norton shot a 116 and Sophia Wolf a 123 for the Lady Mules. High school volleyball, FCHS defeats Hamilton County 25-13, 25-17. With the win, the Mules improved to 24-1. FCHS JV won over Hamilton County 25-16, 30-28. The FCHS freshmen won as well. Elsewhere, it was Woodlawn over Wayne City 25-10, 25-12. And Carmi-White County over El Dorado 25-16, 25-8. High school football last night, the FCHS freshman squad defeats Harrisburg 44-30, and FCHS boys and girls cross country defeat Mount Carmel 22-33 on Thursday. For the boys, Austin Schuster was second, Jacob Britt third, Chase Smith fourth, Trenton Rutherford fifth, and Griffin Hinkle eighth. On the girls' side, Jesse Crawford was first, Kylie White second, Maddie Kuntz third, and Caitlin Crawford was fourth.
American League, it'll be the Yankees taking on Houston in the championship series. The Astros earn their spot, jumping on the back of Gerrit Cole, who was phenomenal once again. 10 strikeouts over 8 innings of one-run, two-hit ball in a 6-1 win in the decisive Game 5 over the Rays. Cole was staked to a 4-0 first-inning lead, and he says that helped settle him in and get the fans involved.
It's always good to get the crowd engaged early. You know, these guys have been battling all series. I mean, you know, facing, you know, one guy after the next guy after the next guy after the next guy. I mean, Kevin Cash probably got like, you know, 15 miles in walking back and forth to the mound this series.
Michael Brantley and Jose Altuve both homered. Houston hosts New York for Game 1 tomorrow night. The NLCS opens in St. Louis tonight. The Cardinals against the Nationals. The Patriots handle the Giants in Foxborough in the Thursday night game, 35-14. Tom Brady ran for 2 scores. The Mystics beat the Sun 89-78 to win the WNBA championship. That's sports. Frank Arity, NBC News Radio.
NHL action from last night. Blues win 6-4 over Ottawa, and the Blackhawks lose 5-4 to San Jose. Cardinals manager Mike Shildt is apologizing for his colorful language during a post-game speech following the Cardinals' win over the Braves in Game 5 of the NLDS. The private speech to the team was shared live through social media by rookie Randy Arozarena. Shildt apologized to anyone who was offended by his language, saying it isn't something he wants to represent. He went on to say he won't apologize for the passion he has for the team. And Illinois facing Michigan tomorrow at Memorial Stadium for the first time since 2011.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart reporting from Champaign with the Illini Today for this Friday. And on today's show, reporting from Champaign as we get ready for Memorial Stadium to come alive tomorrow morning, Illinois against Michigan. We'll talk about that and more next on the Illini Today.
Tate & Lyle is making food extraordinary. We turn corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients to help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. While our business has a global reach, we maintain a strong focus locally, providing comprehensive grain services to our farmers through our elevator network and supporting the communities we both call home. Tate & Lyle, making food extraordinary.
To demonstrate State Farm mobile app's new voice-activated features, we bring you Pro QB and State Farm brand icon, Aaron Rodgers.
Thanks, enthusiastic voiceover.
Take it away.
Well, you can tell it stuff, like, show me my bill. Here is your bill.
There you have it. Thanks, Aaron.
You don't want me to talk about how I can pull up my insurance card or call my agent?
Ooh, we are out of time.
Well, I just did.
What a pro. Voice-activated help from the State Farm mobile app. Talk to an agent or visit statefarm.com today.
Well, the Illinois football team trying to bounce back after a couple of Big Ten losses to Nebraska and at Minnesota. They host the Michigan Wolverines coming up tomorrow morning here in Champaign, 11 o'clock kickoff, 10 o'clock our network pregame show on these same network stations. The Illini have not posted Michigan at Memorial Stadium since the 2011 season. The Illini coming off a couple of Big Ten losses, and Reggie Corbin says, hey, we just have to keep pressing on in Champaign.
Regardless of who we play, man, just got to get a win. That's all it is. Like I said, if you look at the standings, man, it is nowhere near over, not even close. All you got to do is put together wins, just like Northwestern did last year. And teams in the past have easily done. Minnesota did that last year as well. Put together wins, man, and then everything will change. The whole aura of this place and everybody around it will change. So.
Rod Smith is the offensive coordinator for Lovie Smith's staff, and he talks about not only the running backs getting going, but the receivers need to get some separation.
They're primarily a man-to-man team, and a lot of press, a lot of pressure. So you're right, we do got to do a better job of getting separation. I can do a better job of helping our guys as well.
It's Illinois and Michigan coming up tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Illini volleyball in action coming up tomorrow night at 7. They'll host Indiana after a close loss to Minnesota at midweek. Illini soccer busy as well this weekend. They host Michigan tonight at 7 at Demergent Park. And then Michigan State comes to town Sunday at 1 p.m. And that'll do it for the Illini Today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Here's your schedule for tonight in high school football. FCHS at home against Edwards County. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and watch online at WFIWradio.com beginning at 6:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the Black Diamond Conference, Carmi-White County hosts Johnston City. Cesar-Vallier-Waltonville hosts Chester. El Dorado is at Christopher Zekel-Royalton. Game 1 of the NLCS tonight as the Cardinals host the Nationals. We'll be on the air about 7:08 with the broadcast on WOKZ 105.9, your home for Cardinal baseball. College volleyball tonight, Frontier is at Rindlake College at 6:30. And the inaugural FCHS football alumni 7-on-7 tournament scheduled for tomorrow with registration at 9 a.m. and play beginning at 10. Cost is $100 per team of 7 to 10 players. All participants must be FCHS football alumni. Teams may include players from different graduating classes. More information or to get registered, contact Mules coach Justin Townsend at jtownsend@fchsmules.com or call 838-3140. Alumni will also have the chance to purchase old Mules jerseys from 2001 to 2015, with all proceeds going to help purchase new Mules football uniform. That is a check of sports. Have a great Friday. Your Fairfield area weather forecast, rain likely today, high 70, partly cloudy tonight, low 32. For tomorrow, sunshine, high of 60, sunny and 70 on Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, high 78, and for Tuesday, scattered showers, high 72. Overnight, low 66. Yesterday's high was 84, had a half inch of rainfall this morning. Currently, humidity is at 99%. Winds are calm. The pressure at 29.92. Cloudy skies right now. We've got 67 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.